Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance. And take the poll question right there on the homepage. And we'd like to know what you think. And then also subscribe to my newsletter there. You can watch video. You can read articles. You can do all kinds of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And it's not just about me. There are other, all of our Brain Trust members are there. A couple thousand other people are there. You can find out more about them and see the things that they've contributed to our website. It's a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and it's all free. Now, then I've got the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for using that, for going there. Thank you for those of you who bought my book. I really appreciate that. I hope you'll tell your friends about it. And those of you who haven't bought my book yet, I hope you'll go and do that, because I promise you it will help you. I promise you, you will. There are things going on right now that you need to know about, and I talk about that in the book. You can find out more about it at theageofthecustomer.com, or at, I should say, ageofthecustomer.com. And then you can, if you like it, what I say there, you can buy the book a number of different ways. Okay, so it's just you and me. I want to talk about something that I'm thinking about, something that I'm calling, and it's just occurring to me that there might be something happening that I'm calling scandal critical mass in Washington, D.C. And I'm saying this kind of ironic, and I want to talk to you about that. You know, last week we polled you, when we asked you the poll question, we said, should Congress pursue select committee investigations into the Benghazi attacks and the IRS handling of conservative nonprofits? If you know about the Benghazi attacks, 4 Americans are dead. There's a select committee that's looking into that now. And then there's also the one that they're working on for the way the IRS handled the approval of or the disapproval, the misbehavior around conservative nonprofits. That's become a scandal. And there's an investigation going into that. We wanted to know what you thought about that. Should Congress pursue those two more in a stronger way, like the select committee? And 8 of 10 of you, almost, was something like 79% of you, said yes to both. That Congress should investigate both of those two events to find out if they were politically motivated, or if it was just bad judgment, maybe poor management. Who knows? We don't know. We don't know the answer to those. But some people were abused in the IRS scandal, and 4 people died in Benghazi. There's no question about those things. So what caused those things? And we have a right to know about that. But while those two controversies, plus, if you remember the Fast and Furious gun scandal, somebody died there too, and then the Justice Department chilling, snooping into the AP reporters, snooping on reporters. That the government does not need to be snooping on reporters, but they did. And then, of course, all the dysfunction and the mismanagement of Obamacare. None of those things have found any kind of traction, that the kind of traction in with the media, for example, that polls show Americans think is justified. So, but there's an emerging scandal that might change all of this. Recent revelations of how patients have been mistreated by the Department of Veterans Affairs, the medical system, in my opinion, has the potential to be such a visceral controversy for Americans, including me. I'm very upset about this. And I'm talking about Americans of all leanings. And if the initial scrutiny of the VA procedures, if it produces evidence of wrongdoing, if the initial scrutiny produces wrongdoing, a a kind of scandal critical mass, I believe, could be achieved that will effectively cause the following to occur. First, a comprehensive investigation will be demanded by voters and politicians of both parties of the VA events. Number two, members of the president's party will distance themselves from him, unfortunately for him, because of the VA thing. They won't stand for it. If there's mismanagement, if there's abuse, if there's a cover-up, nobody in America will stand for that. And number three, comprehensive coverage of that issue, the VA issue, will be conducted by the national news media, unlike what has been seen in the other controversies, Benghazi, the IRS. The news media was not curious about those. They will cover the VA scandal. And number four, the more the press covers the VA scandal, the more they will cover new revelations of the other scandals. That's what I'm calling scandal critical mass. To be fair, let's be fair, folks. News about the ineptitude and the mismanagement of the VA is decades old. It is not something that started with Mr. Obama and his administration. It is, in my opinion, our national shame. But I believe it will be ironic if the VA scandal ultimately results in fresh media sunlight being shined on the other scandals that, according to our audience, should be investigated more thoroughly. Just my thoughts, folks. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.